fella, the High Court in London just recently granted Julian Assange the right to appeal the order to extradite him to the United States. What is your take on that? What do you think about this decision?
Well, the fact that Julian won on Monday last week is a very hopeful development in one sense, because Julian was at risk of immediate extradition. We were prepared to go to the European Court of Human Rights as a matter of an emergency. But he won, and that means that he will be able to have a high court appeal hearing. And it's something that he's been fighting for 2 years now. He's been in prison for 5, but at this stage, it's been 2 years since the last decision, and now finally he's allowed to appeal on a single point. And it's important that the point that he is allowed to appeal on concerns press freedom, because there has been a lot of discussions about all sorts of things around this case, because it has been an outrageous case. But right now, the case is purely about the ability to defend the right to publish the truth, including the truth about states committing crimes during war.
Could you talk a little bit about the health situation of Julian Assange? You have warned about the deterioration of his health, as many others have. He had a mini stroke and he suffers depression. So what is the current health situation?
Well, it changes by the day. So he has been, for a week leading up to the hearing last week, he had not been able to sleep. Obviously, he is under enormous stress and pressure. He's locked in a small cell of 6 square meters every single day. He has very little contact with the outside world, so that affects him, obviously, and especially cumulatively over time. So, obviously, he was relieved after he heard the good news about winning the case on Monday last week. But then he got ill, and over the weekend he was ill, and he had a fever, he had a terrible headache, he was feeling terrible. And obviously this is also the enormous stress and burden that he carries with him of this case as it extends over years and years.
You also talked about that the case of Julian Assange is also a case about press freedom, freedom of opinion, and about the right of journalists to publish declassified documents. Do you think the media, who also published WikiLeaks documents, have done enough to protect Julian Assange in reporting and to protect the freedom of speech?
I think the press has, for many years, fundamentally misunderstood what Julian was being accused of. And in some cases, you still find that they have no idea that Julian is accused of publishing the Chelsea Manning leaks regarding Iraq and Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, and diplomatic cables, and the rules of engagement in collateral murder. I find it astonishing, because not only did many of these media also publish the same things, so in principle, they could also be prosecuted on the same basis, but it is their responsibility precisely because it is their right to publish that is impacted, that is undermined through this case. And I know there's been kind of a meta discussion about Julian and what kind of journalist he is and all that. But the simple thing to understand is that Julian is being prosecuted as a publisher and for news gathering. It's not about the label. It's about the activity. And the activity that is being criminalized is receiving information from a source, possessing it, and communicating it to the public, not on behalf of any foreign power, but for the benefit of the public. And that is what he is criminalized. It's basically that the public is viewed as the enemy of the state, and as the risk that true information could be put in the public domain is precisely the purpose of journalism. So it is journalism that is being criminalized. That is what this case is about. It's not about Julian and, you know, what he may think or may not think. It's about what he's accused of doing, and that is journalism. And so it's very disappointing that I've seen over time a lot of journalists and press actually coming to terms and to understand what it's actually about. And it's been a great help that the subject experts that have actually been monitoring the case, going to the hearings, reading the court documents, and actually understanding what's at stake, have all said that Julian's case is an existential threat to investigative journalism, that it affects every journalist in the world, in the United States, but also around the world. Julian's an Australian citizen. He was in the UK. He wasn't on US soil. And the United States government has decided to use its secrecy laws to censor journalists abroad, and therefore to determine what the public in Germany, in Europe, in, you know, wherever, is allowed to hear. And that is out of line. That is completely intolerable, should be, to any journalist who takes their job seriously.
Annalena Baerbock, the foreign minister of Germany, is also here at the Republika speaking. What is your demand toward her as a foreign minister in the case of Julian Assange?
Well, the foreign minister campaigned on Julian's case. She knew it would win her votes. And then she got elected. And once she got into office, she has remained silent on this case. And what is completely incomprehensible to me is that even after Olaf Scholz has pronounced himself on the case and said that Julian ought not to be extradited to the United States, that the foreign minister still has not said anything. That is completely incomprehensible, really. So I think Julian's case goes to the fundamentals of European values, of German values, about press freedom, about protecting the public's right to know. That's what's being attacked, and it shouldn't be a matter for electoral politics. It should be actually about delivering what you delivering on the issues. So I'm not German, you know. I can just point out the obvious. I know this is something that Germans care greatly about, the hypocrisy, and Julian has enormous support in Germany. I think, you know, as I said, given that the Chancellor has already pronounced himself, and Germany is it's following the case. They're observers at the hearings. So they obviously know what's at stake. They know that Julian is accused of journalism. They know that he's a journalist. He's the most awarded journalist in the world, in fact. I challenge anyone to find a journalist with more awards. So what are they waiting for?
Last question. You have hope, as Craig Murray voiced it, that Julian Assange could be free at Christmas this year?
Of course I have hope. And Biden saying, and he recently, in the last few weeks, said that he was considering dropping the case. I think this is an important concession that the Biden administration actually is divided on this case, that they understand that it is an existential threat to the First Amendment, that it is unpopular within the Biden administration. Of course, there are parts of the Biden administration, as I said, that want Julian imprisoned for life or even dead. We saw that Mike Pompeo was advancing that, and that there were plans to assassinate Julian during the Trump years. But the Biden administration should have taken a distance from this case from the very beginning. From day one, they should have dropped it. This is a Trump administration prosecution. It is a threat to every journalist in the U.S. and beyond. And it is a dark and ugly legacy of the Trump administration that Biden should have nothing to do with. So hopefully he is taking the Biden administration is seriously considering it. And I say, you know, that the German administration should read the room and see that this is actually a moment in which the foreign minister could say something and back the Australians, back, you know, the Chancellor, and back the UN and the Council of Europe and every free speech and human rights organization, which is everyone, who has called on Julian to be released.
Thanks a lot, Stella. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks.